Okay. Good morning. I present my work. I'm Alfonso Crisci. I come from Italy. I am a researcher at the National Research Council. I work with the OpenStreetMap Community Italian and Digital Commons Labs with Maurizio Napolitano and Christian Consonni. Our aim is to make an investigation to find metrics, to find parameters, to detect and to monitor quality of data, aerial-based. We have made some speculation this year, and we translate our speculation in our work. Okay, I'm newbie in OpenStreetMap. I'm working with climatological maps in my work, but I try to apply some analytical framework in this OpenStreetMap data to suggest development, metrics, service for OpenStreetMap in general. For me, OpenStreetMap is a language. It's a language of free representation of real geographical entities that is used to build patterns that people call its map. And this work is made in a participatory style. Do exist some metrics to compute, to detect, to measure spatial and textual informative complexity of OpenStreetMap data? And why? My target are to build using these metrics to build customized guidelines for thematic mappings, to help host communities to build gaps, to fill gaps in key or in textual description or in feature during in selected area. And obviously, I try to search parameters to detect special or informative gaps. My candidates of parameters are coming from the complexity science. Are the fractal dimension of feature obtained from the dump of OSM file, is the lacunarity, is extracting key tags and keys and key values, the textual informative density, better, the informative entropy linked to this corpus of text, and some parameters to detect diversity or dissimilarities of different corpus of textual descriptor in OpenStreetMap. The question I write in my slide is the same that that I begin my presentation. I want to fix some concept of lacunarity. This is the second special index that I see in the previous slide. Lacunarity is a measure of void when we have a patterns in a two-dimensional space. Okay, is not the complexity. Complexity is measured with fractal dimension, and we have these two kind of parameters to measure the gapiness or to measure the complexities. Is defined mathematically, okay, is no problem. And the second group of parameters become from a statistical distribution called ZIF that used in linguistical statistics and to measure the distribution of the frequency of terms used in a textual corpus. You can make a plot, putting in relation the rank of the text and this frequency. This they call it ZIF plot. And you can measure, linked to this statistical tool, another parameter is the information entropy. Information entropy is the probability to detect in a web corpus or in a textual corpus the unexpected sign. Measuring how much information are present in a text. Okay, this is a theoretical framework, perhaps not interesting for modern people, but I can try to apply these parameters on OSM data. I create a tool chain that I put in this GitHub in using R language. I create a chain using some tools of OSM communities and R library, make for expressly for this kind of analysis. And I share this GitHub. Okay, I've selected with the Common Labs Trento, I select three OSM area in Italy, different for communities, different for feature density. And I have centered this area on the admit center. And I select one special scale at corresponding to the zoom level 12. Okay? It's 10 kilometers, 10, 15. The scale is 1 to 100,000, the scale of geographic. Okay. This area have different stories and different communities of users. The most ancient is Trento communities, followed by Florence communities. The most young area is Matera. Matera have make a great effort in last year, so using OpenStreetMap. They have chosen OpenStreetMap to promote their cities for to participate a cosa la cultura. Yes. Okay. So the area are so different. Okay, my analysis I carried out in this area. I make a lot of stuff because the nature of my work is more explorative. I don't give a definitive product, and I want to discuss with mappers if my analysis have sense too. Okay. I make some raster densities of every area selected. You see Trento is the major, is more complex, is a more dense OSM data areas. In terms of version, in terms of users, in terms of AI, I detect that is the more complex. In effect, you have many filled area in Trento. Differently in another area as Florence, that you have the same complexities. My technique lacunar this graph at the right side is the local fractal dimension that I use to detect if small area in the whole area have another possibilities to maps. This is possible to increase the complexity of the map. I see in function of if you stratify the contribution following tags. I found that many areas are already filled by mappers. Okay, so it's the same I've seen in Matera. A lexical analysis. Qui manca la cosa? Come mai? Okay, I make the word cloud of the all case used in OSM data of Trento. Trento is, you can see, is the oldest because it is very rich cloud of terms of case. user. So the work of users is very huge because it's very old as communities respect to the other ones. My presentation is broken, but okay. I make because I have another graph. Okay. I make a diagram then of the case users, and it's possible to see that every community, the same users are specialized to make some case respect other ones. It's possible to define the specific of each communities that rely in every cities using this lexical analysis. It is possible to clusterize users in function that the use of case or the use of tags to detect singular characteristics of the users. Of if exist in the communities, areal communities, if exist a specific group of users that prefer certain mappings. This is possible with lexical analysis of the case under the tags. If you make a social network analysis respect case, you can see the structure of the communities. So, in deep, complexity science could give a very deep description of our communities, spatially and textual. This is the work cloud of Florence. Is a rich tool. Is rich. Has Trento because the Florence communities is middle aged, but is has very great community, 800 of users working in the area of Florence. And do you see the diagram then of Florence is different, is very distributed respect to Trento. So communities, these communities have specific users that work on the specific keys and tags, because it's not so axial respect to the distribution of Trento. And the clusters of Florence has difference too. And we have a group of single users that represent the leaders or the reference user that have drive the communities in the time of Florence. Sometimes are national users that people have driven in the work of the mapping. So you can stratify every community. This is okay. Do you see the sociogram of community of Florence are less complex respect Trento? Trento have worked more together. Florence have worked more alone. So you can separate the dynamical of communities. This is the work cloud of Matera. This is the youngest communities treated in Italy. Do you see you have tag not present in other clouds? Roof material, roof color, roof material that are not present in Florence. Why? Because people in Matera have used 3D, three-dimensional rendering. They have made a lot of experiment with 3D that is visible in the cloud. Florence and Trento have no make experience of rendering, and this is visible from the cloud. Okay. So this is and is more similar of Trento because Matera communities is formed and leaded by Trento users, Maurizio Napolitano, Napo, have driven. So you can see that story of Matera is similar to Trento. Florence, I have another story. They have worked in the last years, Matera, so they have helped more, so the sociogram is a bit complex, except Florence. And the categorization of the main group is large, and many new by users. You can work in the tags, inside the tags to make lexical analysis. And you can make the different of the values of case inside the tags using the similarity on diversity, the four parameter. Okay. You can make tree map of the users that have worked in the single case and that have worked with different values. So you can analyze communities using this index very deeply. Lacunarity, no, I have gone. Come si fa? Okay, I've made some graph, but slideshare, I've cut. Non lo so. Okay. I've lost some graph. Can you use slide share? Okay, I've made the time profile of my parameters where No, la persi qui. Sorry. Ho perso. Ok, no problem. I speech my graph. Che è successo? Non lo so. Ok. No, I've make the graph of lacunarity that show the decrease of lacunarity in the years. So I want to see that lacunarity is a good parameters to detect the gap filling organized by communities in the time. So linguistical parameters, special parameters linked to the density and linked to the are able to describe the story of communities and to analyze inside the communities. Okay, io vado avanti ancora un po', vediamo se si può finire. This is my findings. Okay. The only things that to use this kind of parameters is to choose a spatial resolution adapted to the cities. For cities more densely mapped, you need a small scale resolution. Okay. Palle, però. No. Non so. Okay.
Because on the Google Doc, the graphs are.
If it's all right with you, I would suggest. You.
No, okay, this is the hand.
Talk, we start the discussion, and while we do that, you put us the slides, and you can afterwards show us what we missed. Would that be?
Si.
With a Polish?
You fatto un capo così? No, no.
No, okay. We will have the chance to okay. Take ask some questions while we do the
okay.
Survey. All right.
If you have any questions.
Do you want to close your talk so we can start some questions?
No, okay.
Give it up, just make a closing and.
No, yeah, okay. Sorry for this many problems, but. No, the conclusion is exist metrics to detect complexities in OSM data that they are useful to differentiate. The each singular area. You can analyze in text of case of tags, you can to build a strategy to harmonize mapping in what area. Okay, but metrics, the work is incomplete as the presentation that you will see. I need to further reflection with communities to individuate metrics exactly to make web service as Holmes matrix, similar to Holmes matrix, to help monitoring of the Holmes data. Okay, I finished. Sorry.
All right. No problem. Maybe you can put up the slide while we have the discussion, and then you can just shortly show it so everyone knows what we missed. So if any one of you has a question, please raise your hand.
Oh, non frega.
That's what? Which one should I use?
Not so much a question, more of a comment. A couple of years ago, I used to run TaxStat, one of the predecessors to TagInfo, and I actually used Sif's law to distinguish between free text tags like name or node. And other more strictly regulated ones, and that worked very well. So yes, I can see that it's useful for your work.
Yes, because this is the more difficult part of work. Choose where vocabulary to start analysis. Okay. Initially, I want to work with the key values. No, because the reflection with digital condoms is have this speculation. If exist rare terms in the area is well mapped, because the users have take marginal because I've finished the big work. And I've carried the particularly. So with textual, if I find rare terms, I can suspect that this area is well mapped. Okay. But during the work, I've changed target because I think that keys, overall set of keys of the area, are more important. If you put the Shannon entropy, information entropy of the all complete word set of keys, you can detect the informativity of the area respect other ones. This is a weight of how many information us mappers have put in this map directly. The lacunarity give the information if the overlay of the surface of the is filled well. The twice parameter together give the information of the quality of the map. This is my speculation.
All right. Okay. Another final question? Anyone? Yeah.
I'm not lucky with the presentation.
Your result is independent of the density of information on the ground, really.
Yes.
Because in the cities, not them on a field.
Yeah. This is the crucial question. Every kind of this analysis is linked to the population numerosity of the area, and if users are representative of this population, okay? So the needs of final metrics is to integrate in my analysis the weight of the population or the user density. This is the goal. Now, this work is started 3 months ago. I want to present here. But the work needs further refinement especially in this subject. If you, okay, no, this is the full presentation. We see this is the ZIF plot of this case. You can see the work of host mappers is over verbose, is rich as terms, but is their language is naturally complex, is a good as communication of information. Okay, this is my one of results.
I think we will simply try to put up these real correct slides on the net so everyone can view them together with the videos, and then you can reconstruct what's... I think that will be fine. Let's thank him again for the talk.
Sorry.